It's four-pack time on KFGO with Mike McFeely and Paul Juergen.
Juergen, I need to get this out of the way right now, but I hope that by telling this...
trying to get something off your chest? Is that what you're trying to do?
No.
Oh.
I'm outraged! No, I'm not.
You were singing to your ping a little while ago.
That's a Callaway. It's an old driver of mine.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Spill your guts. I hope by telling this story that I don't hear the sound of a heart breaking about an hour south of here. But when I walked into the KFGO News Center earlier this morning, I saw something in several pieces.
Three to be exact.
Three pieces to be exact.
You know, and it had been broken a couple of weeks ago, and then we'd repaired it. Now Jim Monk, his carelessness, broke the plate.
The plate. The plate that you received as a present that you had appraised at $4,400.
Yeah, well, that was about the estimate. Yeah,
$4,400 for the Fergus Falls, Minnesota plate is now in pieces.
It is.
All because of the carelessness and, might I say, selfishness of one Jim Monk of our KFGO News.
You know, we had a...
That's what it sounded like.
...little incident with it shortly after I'd received it from Bill and Breckenridge, and we made the proper repairs then, and now Jim Monk was fumbling with it, and it was in a padded envelope, and said, "What's this?" And he busted it.
Well, how did he bust it?
He dropped it on the desk, on the news desk, and he didn't know what was in there. And, you know, I don't know what to say. It was one of 12. I think it was issued by Security State Bank in the 40s or 50s.
One of 12. No, this is not a gag.
This is broken. In fact, I think, why don't you take a photo after the four-pack, and then you can tweet or Google it
YouTube, or Facebook.
Let's get it out there.
The first time it was a gag. This is no gag. This is the truth. It's broken in three pieces. Bill, I'm sorry. Not my fault. It's Jim Monk's fault. Again, careless, selfish, concerned only of himself. Broke the plate. 4 o'clock, four-pack. Top four talk show talkers of the day. On the Mike McFeely Show with KFGO News Director Paul Juergen. Paul, sometimes we, being me, look at other media, and sometimes right here in town, and we say, why in the world would that story be that big of a story on that particular news outlet? I question the news judgment sometimes of our local editors and news directors. Never do that with you guys, by the way.
Oh,
never.
No. We
never question.
We question ourselves sometimes.
Of KFGO. But I was digging around the internets this morning, and I ran across some tape from a couple of days ago from ABC News 10 in San Diego, California. Big top story for their 6 p.m. newscast. Here it is.
Imagine the shock for a Cox Communications employee who opened a box at work and found these two newborn kittens clinging to life inside.
This is their top story.
It certainly surprised them, and as Humane Society nurses calling it one of the most extreme stories they've ever seen.
Is an incredible story for these
two kittens
who were about 2 weeks old. They were accidentally packed up in boxes and shipped in a semi more than 100 miles from Hollywood to a Cox Communication warehouse in Chula Vista. As you're about to see, they couldn't have ended up in a better place.
That was the cat sound.
I thought it was a sound effect at the station.
So these two kittens.
Nothing happened in San Diego that day. I mean, not to take anything back from away from the kittens.
The kittens were very. The kittens were very cute. But two kittens were packed into a box. And they made a 100-mile trip in a semi, and oh my gosh, somebody at Cox Communications opened the box, and there was two kittens. How did they ever survive that 100-mile treacherous ride in 75-degree sunny windless weather in San Diego? to Chula Vista.
It was shocking.
Oh, it was shocking. One of the most extreme cases they've ever seen in San Diego.
I'll just say it was a slow news day in San Diego. And it was probably a great feature.
It's a cute little story.
Yeah, but it's probably not the lead.
It was the lead. You heard the lead.
People wanted to know what was going on in San Diego today.
In Chula Vista.
Yes. And
kittens
so
in a box.
What happened? What do I need to be concerned about? On my taxes, that type of thing. That was a good feature, but maybe the placement of the story was a little... But, you know, gets people talking, gets web hits.
It gets web hits. Yes. It gets Mike McFeely in Fargo, yep. North Dakota to fall for up. It.
You get all wound up.
One of the most extreme cases they've ever heard of.
And the kittens are okay.
Kittens are perfectly fine. They're healthy. You heard them meowing.
It was quite a ride.
Oh, it's in a box for 100 miles in San Diego. Whoa, how did they survive? Somebody should write a book about that. Number three. Speaking of cardboard boxes, Jergy.
Yes.
Yeah. This is not a cat in a box. No. This is an idiot in a box. In Bismarck, North Dakota, police have released video of a burglar or robber? I get the two mixed
burglar.
Up. A burglar.
It was an uninhabited business, so that'd be a burglary or a break-in. A robbery is typically, and there's some news people in town that don't get this right, is when there's someone there. Robbery. Convenience store, shtick them up. There's a person there. This was closed. They were closed at the time. It was
burglar stuck. Walked into a Mexican restaurant in
Pancheros
Mexican Grill in Bismarck, and instead of wearing a stocking over his head or a nylon or a ski mask or even a Halloween mask, he had what on his head, Jergy?
A box.
A big cardboard box. That's what he used to hide his face. And he didn't just have it in front of his face. He had the box over his head completely.
Yes, he did. We have posted it at KFGO.com. It's unusual. And I think that Jim Monk, where you were ripping apart for breaking the collector plate, has coined this burglar, the box-headed burglar. And Bismarck Police provided us with the video, and it's we had our team of investigators analyzing the video, and we think it's a banana box. Take a look.
Say Chiquita or Dole on it.
It's so maybe there were eye holes, but we don't know whether it's a man or a woman. It's difficult
to
tell.
If it was a banana box, it would have holes in it.
Right.
As a veteran guy who used to move a lot of produce,
I did too.
Produce in Alexandria, and you did too at the Red Owl.
Piggly Wiggly.
Piggly Wiggly, I'm sorry. How dare I? In Fergus Falls, banana boxes have holes in them to let air circulate around the bananas.
So the banana, the box-headed banana burglar, or box-headed burglar, is seen in the restaurant traversing, and then he disappears, or she, for a while, and then comes back through with the banana box on their head. It's worth a look at KFGO.com. It really is. And so Bismarck Police are hoping to crack this case. If you know anything about it after viewing the video at KFGO.com, 701-223-1212. 223-1212.
Check it out at KFGO.com. Number two, Jergy, the sad ending to the story in Valley City, North Dakota, which we knew was going to be a sad ending because, as you mentioned yesterday during the four-pack, it was a recovery mission for Valley Rescue and the law enforcement people out there in Barnes County and Valley City. But they found the body of the Valley City State student today in the Cheyenne River.
Identified as 23-year-old Daniel Charles Buhner from Blaine, Minnesota. He's a senior at Valley City, majored in business administration. He was a catcher on the VCSC baseball team. His body was found about 10:30 this morning underneath a bridge downtown, several hundred yards downstream. His two friends, Ryan Shaw and Hayden Johnson, survived. They made it ashore. And again, the recovery was made this morning by Valley City Fire Police and members of Valley Water Rescue from Fargo were also on the scene. They were rafting early Monday morning, 1:15 in the morning. Police Chief Thompson now says that they were got in the raft and they were heading downriver to meet up with some other people. And the river was high. The current was swift. They had difficulty rescuing the two up the riverbank. That was a quite heroic rescue involving a citizen and two of his police officers, Chief Thompson. So, sad ending. autopsy will be done in Bismarck, but I think it's fairly apparent.
Fairly clear what happened.
What happened there. Yep. So, yeah.
Number one. Last night was a tremendous Minnesota Wild game jersey against the Colorado Avalanche.
I was wearing my lucky hockey shirt yesterday. Now I've hung it up, and I'll bring it out for the next game.
Which is a couple days from now. But yes. Yesterday was Wild Day in Minnesota. And didn't the governor show up at the governor's office at the Capitol with his jersey on something? Yeah.
Yes, he did. He was encouraging others to wear the colors of the Minnesota Wild.
This is the way the game ended last night.
Gramlin trying to work his way to the front. Up along the right wing wall. Comes off the right wall. Lost Hayden.
Nothing was the final. The series is now at 2-1 in favor of Colorado. That was Bob Kurtz on the call. You could have heard the game right here on the mighty 790 KFGO. Great game, but marred by what I was talking about earlier, Jurgi, the cheap shot that Cook delivered on the Avs player Tyson Berry.
It was knee on knee.
Yes.
So Cook probably could have suffered an injury as well, you think? I mean, you're taking your chances.
It wasn't his. If you look at the video, it wasn't. It was leg to knee. He was sticking his leg in there and going after the guy's knee. It was cheap.
Barry's out for the season or the remainder of the playoffs. If they beat Minnesota and beyond, Coach Patrick Waugh, who by the way has been in Fargo, back in the day, the Flyer Invitational years ago. Patrick Waugh, his son, is that his son Ben that plays for the Avalanche? There's a Waugh.
Could be.
He was here, this is 10, 12 years ago. He was at the Southside Arena and probably another arena watching one of the Colorado teams, his son.
Okay, cool.
And, he said that he has, it's an MCL, left knee. He'll need 4 to 6 weeks to recover. Second period when left wing Matt Cook delivered the knee-on-knee hit on the open ice. So, Waugh says he thinks that there should be more punishment than
there should be. He should have his MCL taken out. Cook. Let the guy take a baseball bat after his knee.
Cook has had, he's got some history, I think.
Yes, he's a cheap shot. He's a goon.
I don't know.
You liked it because you're a Wild fan.
No, I don't like to see anybody get hurt.
And so you said whatever it takes to win this game.
No, I did not.
That's what you were saying when you were dropping Bill's plate.
Monk broke Bill's plate.
Oh, that's right. That's
plate.
The story. Sorry, the story is that Monk broke it. Sorry, yep, you're right.
No, I didn't think it was... It was, I don't like to see anybody get hurt playing hockey or anything. So the league will probably do a fine or something, I would think.
Hopefully they suspend him for a long time.
So KFGO.com, the box-headed burglar.
The box-headed burglar.
223-1212, if anybody listening knows who that might have been at Panchero's Mexican Grill in Bismarck about 12:30 yesterday morning.
Thank you, Paul. Paul Juergens, KFGO News Director. You can just say